or studio. Visit their showroom for your kitchen and bath inspirations on WoWo, 1190 AM, 107.5 FM. Depend on it.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back. It is the Pat Miller Program here on this Friday, and we're covering a lot of news and a lot of things, as we always do. But let's do something. Let's step back from all the right and left and Republican and Democrat and blue and red. Let's step away from all that, and let's dive into something that we can all be part of. And to do that, we're going to talk to Jenny Boyd from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Jenny, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Pat Miller Program.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you.
Now, listen, you guys at Make-A-Wish, it's been a very special day, and I just watched some video of it, of a very special young man, Kyle. We're not going to give his full name, but Kyle is a 17-year-old from Connersville. And usually Make-A-Wish is something that is granted for somebody that's at a difficult station in life. And my understanding is Kyle's problem has to do with his heart. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And when he let you know what he wanted, what was it that Kyle had asked for? What was it he said, hey, here's my big wish?
So he loves music, and he wants to be able to produce music at home. So he wished for many different items that will allow him to produce music at home.
Cool. Yeah, my understanding is he wants to be a producer. He's also, I guess, a composer. He actually likes to put together some of his own music, so that's really cool. Kyle is 17 years old. He's from Connersville, and today was his day. So when he got there to Sweetwater, and I know the answer to this before I even ask because I know how Sweetwater operates, but I'm sure he received an extremely warm welcome from everybody there at Sweetwater.
Yeah, it was really great. Between the Sweetwater staff, we had some donors and some council members there from our Northeast Indiana Regional Council. So we had a group of people there to welcome him. We had some signage and some balloons, and it was, I think from the minute he walked in until the minute I left him today, he had a smile on his face the entire time.
Well, that's amazing, which is, that's everything that you want when you're trying to help grant a wish. Let's not talk just about Kyle for a minute. Let's talk about Make-A-Wish overall. Make-A-Wish has been around for a long time, and you guys are known for all at once just showing up and granting somebody's wish, but it's not just and all at once. There's a lot of stuff that happens in the background that makes something like today, like it did for Kyle, come to fruition. What's it like? How does somebody make their wish known, or how do mom and dad or grandma and grandpa or a teacher or a youth pastor or somebody, how do they make it known to you all that, hey, here's Billy Bob, and Billy Bob has a great wish? How does that process get started?
So anyone can refer a child that's close to the child, a parent, a guardian, a grandparent, a doctor or a physician, can refer the child to Make-A-Wish. And then once we receive that referral, then we go through the eligibility phase to make sure that the child has a condition that is eligible. That's kind of beyond my pay grade as far as that goes. We have an eligibility board and all of that with physicians that determine that. And then once we determine the child is eligible, then we move on to finding out what their one true heartfelt wish is. And once we find that out, then we get to work on making that come true. So sometimes we're able to do that on our own, and other times we need community partners like Sweetwater. So it was so nice for them to step up and help us with this wish.
You know, it seems to me, you know, Sweetwater was a big part this year for us with our Pity Pitch campaign that we do every year around Christmas time, and they were really there for us this year. It seems that any time in this area of Indiana, when something benevolent happens, almost always Sweetwater is in the mix somehow, and it looks like here on Making This Wish for Kyle, Sweetwater was there again.
Yeah, I totally agree. Sweetwater and Chuck, you know, the owner, is just so, he has such a large heart, and he gives so much to this community. I mean, on the tour today, the tour guide went through really detailed of all the different companies he owns and all the different ways that he helps the community, and he's really, really doing great things for Fort Wayne.
Yeah, it really is. He, of course, went through one of the Fort Wayne community schools and played in the band at his school, and that's how his love of music started. And now you could probably fill three high schools full of marching band equipment with the stuff that he and his staff have given away over the years and the way they participate. Back in December, when we were getting ready for Penny Pitch this last year, he's the guy that walked in on a dare and gave us a $10,000 check which sealed my fate, and I had to go out and deliver the penny pitch check to our recipient this year wearing a Christmas tree onesie outfit. So that's the that's the one time. There's pictures of that if you care to look at it. I don't suggest you do it. But that's the one time that Chuck Surak stepped up to the plate that I really kind of wish he hadn't done it. You know, so now that this is over, I mean, for Kyle, this comes to an end. So what do you all do at Make-A-Wish? Are you now looking for the next candidate? Are you ready for life to go on?
So we are continuously working on wishes. So right now, just in Northeast Indiana, I have a pipeline of 92 children who are waiting on wishes. So
really?
It never stops for us. Yes. The pandemic has affected us really greatly because, you know, a lot of our wishes were travel wishes, and all of those had to be put on hold during the pandemic. So normally we hover more around the 50 or 60 kids in the pipeline range, but with the pandemic, we've really spiked up to 92 right now. So granting wishes like Kyle's, you know, helps us move that pipeline along, and you know, of course, we don't want kids just sitting waiting on wishes. We want to make sure we're getting those wishes granted for them.
Well, do me a favor. You know how to reach me because you folks got a hold of me about the activity today. So if you would, make sure as things move along, if there's another wish that would really be awesome for our people to know about, let me know about it. Starting next week, I should be back in the studio, and that'll make things a little bit easier. So real quick, if somebody's sitting at home and they're like, well, I can't give 10 grand, but I could give 100 or I could give 250, how do we get money from us to Make-A-Wish?
So the easiest way is just to go to oki.wish.org, and the OKI stands for Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana, so oki.wish.org, and give that way. You can do it right online. You can use a debit card or a credit card, either way, and you can even set up reoccurring payments. So if you decided that you want to make a one-time payment, great. If you want to make a one-time or a monthly donation, you know, you can do that as well.
Oh, that'd be cool. So, you know, maybe I can't just give you 250 right now, but I could do 20 a month, you know, or something like
that. Exactly.
That would be awesome. Hey, well, listen, I know today was really special for you, and I know that you liked spending the day with Kyle and Sweetwater Sound and Chuck Surak and the whole gang. And I know, I believe Kyle right now is on his way home. So safe wishes to him and blessings on you for what you've done already, Jenny, and for the next wish that you guys are going to try to satisfy. With 90 of them plus in the pipeline, you got a lot of activity coming up. But let us know when we can help and how we can help, and we'll always try to stand with you, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Podcasts by Federated Media.